Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Knew the fix was in and Obama was going to be president because bookmakers in Ireland are paying out Obama bets. Yep, the money was there for Obama, as a lot of people in the world, around the world, were watching to see what would happen in our elections. Many people are hung over for different reasons still today. Some depressed over the ultimate results, surprised, blindsided by what happened. None bigger than Karl Rove, the Republican strategist. We'll talk about that in a second. But first, welcome to this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I hope you voted, no matter how you voted or what happened. We live in the best country in the world. We really do. All you have to do is go and explore outside our borders, and there's some wonderful people and wonderful cultures and all that stuff. But the freedoms that we have and voting, the idea that we can go and vote and not have somebody have a gun to our head and not see people stuffing ballot boxes, although we could argue over some of the ways they vote in Florida. We have a calm, peaceful transition. The incumbent wins. Boom, that's it. Romney's classy about it, does his five-minute concession speech, and the next day Republicans are talking about what do we have to do to regroup, and the Democrats just continue doing what they're doing. They got the stronghold in Pennsylvania Avenue, but the Republicans have the House majority and the Democrats have the Senate majority. As far as Rove is concerned, he was on the air and boy, he was so enraged. He refused to accept that President Obama had won. And I happened to be watching when this drama was playing out. And in Tampa, leading up to Tampa, I had a chance to talk to Karl Rove. And he was so pumped up and excited and really thought this was in the bag. And he's not used to losing. The success with Bush, obviously, and the success he had that put him on the map back in his business days with his direct marketing business. So the ground game worked for the Democrats, the whole grassroots, lots of offices in Ohio, pumping hands, shaking hands, knocking on doors, looking at the demographics, checking out the census, figuring where they needed to be, looking at the battleground states, really is what helped kill the Republicans in this election. And Rove was the guy who came up with $300 million for Republican candidates, and he helped raise that money with his wealthy, powerful Republican, you know, friends. So he had to feel upset about that. This was a $6 billion campaign. $6 billion. In the end, Obama held the White House, and in 9 of the 10 Senate races where Rove's groups spent the most money, the Democratic candidate won. So Republicans upset across the board. Very, very upset. And I think that's probably part of the deal with Rove when he was on Fox and just did not want to concede this, did not think that this was going to happen. In the end, here's the bottom line. So the president's the incumbent, you know, he's the incumbent guy, and it's hard to knock off the incumbent. He wins another term. We got 4 more years. What happens in those 4 years? I'll tell you some things that could happen that could be scary, and it includes the Supreme Court. And this was part of this election that wasn't talked about as much, but 4 of the justices that are on the Supreme Court are in their 70s right now. You would think he would have 1 or 2 appointments, and of course he has to get the seal of approval on the Hill. He has to go through the Senate confirmation hearings. But Obama has a chance at really tweaking this court with 1, maybe 2, 3. You could really see the court flip. As Obama continues to govern, Mitt Romney goes off after 6 years, because that's how long, really, he spent running for president. After this loss, it's probably back to the business of Bain or something new, or I'm not sure what, but I don't think it'll be politics for Romney. As for the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, it was business as usual for him because he knows the fiscal cliff is nearing. And he talked about just the politics of, you know, willing to accept and wanting to lead and what he thinks we need to see here as we head into 2013.
Mr. President, this is your moment. We're ready to be led, not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans. We want you to lead, not as a liberal or conservative, but as President of the United States of America. We want you to succeed. Let's challenge ourselves to find the common ground that has eluded us. Let's rise above the dysfunction and do the right thing together for our country. We're willing to accept new revenue under the right conditions. What matters is where the increased revenue comes from and what type of reform comes with it.
That drama plays out big time because we are less than 2 months away from dumping out on that fiscal cliff, Bush tax cuts, all the things that you now see in your check. And the reason I say that is because, hey, 120, 200, 300, depends on what your economic situation is, how much you were getting. Now you'll see it because it'll be subtracted from the check. And before it was put in to the check, a lot of people don't realize the storm cloud that is coming when it comes to the automatic spending cuts. And I think the Bush tax era cuts will be deadly for some people, with absolutely without a doubt. What a wild election it was. In Florida, the representatives there want ballots and voting machines impounded. People were in line forever to vote in Florida. I just don't get it. The state still hasn't called the election for Obama or for Romney, and the tales of what happened there is just absolutely crazy. But the bottom line was Obama had had the number of electoral votes he needed, well over 300. So even with a difference here, if there was a difference in Florida, it wouldn't make much of a difference. It wouldn't make much of a difference. As of Wednesday evening, Obama had 49.87% of the statewide vote versus the 49.27% for Romney. And this is with just 49,963 votes separating them. How about the high number of absentee ballots and the length of the ballots? 11 proposed state constitutional amendments, long lines at the polling places, delays in tallying up the final results. It's been a nightmarish election again. Republican Governor Rick Scott had made the decision not to extend early voting ahead of Election Day after it was cut back from 14 to 8 days. And, boy, it's like somebody needs to go down to Florida and explain, this is how we do it. There has to be a smoother way to make this happen. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,723. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,765.62, $882.81 for a half ounce, or $441.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,765.62, $882.81, and $441.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 70 years, is what he goes there for. Is to unlock the door. All around him, precious signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Of gridlock in Washington and decisions that could affect every single one of us, not can, will affect every single one of us, having to do with picking our pockets and money and taxes. In California, voluntarily, they voted for higher taxes. Here's the governor, Jerry Brown, desperate for some do-re-mi, talking about really earning the voters' trust.
The people of California have put their trust in a bold path forward, and I intend to do everything in my power to honor that trust. I see this as a vote of confidence, at least a vote of confidence with certainly some reservations, because it's a temporary tax.
Temporary tax. Because in California, they know that they're sinking so fast, that faster than Catalina Island. And they voted to do it. They said, sure, they approved the ballot measure. Brown was desperate. He thought there's something we got to do here. We got to raise taxes for several years. So 53.9% of the voters backed the measure called Prop 13. 46.1% voted against it. Everything's counted except the provisional and mail-in ballots. But this is a huge win for Brown because he's really staking his entire governorship on this campaign to raise taxes to ease the state's budget crunch. And he better hope it works or he's out. But he'd be out again. This is his second time around in that position. That was one big thing that happened. The other thing is pot was legalized in Colorado and in Washington State. It might be short-lived. Might not even come to happen in Colorado or Washington because of trying to figure out ways around the federal law, and that's the problem. But in Colorado, they definitely have a lot of marijuana shops for medical marijuana, and I bet that makes that it would make that transition into it pretty easy. I didn't think we would even ever have legalized marijuana, poof, approved the way that it was approved. But sure enough, it was. So there you have it. Will other states look to do the same thing? 25% on a tax is a good chunk of change when you think of marijuana. And people that buy the marijuana can only have an ounce, so they could get busted for something more. But they would have an ounce of marijuana. They could have an ounce legally of marijuana. I think this becomes a Supreme Court challenge. I think this goes all the way up to the Supreme Court. I don't believe it's going to be enacted the way that it reads. But hey, stranger things have happened, so it's not impossible. When you think of the, tax money, the ramifications of that, whew, that is big. That is big money, because they level that 25% tax in all different directions. In the East, they're not even really talking about election results, to be honest. It's shocking to me, someone who grew up in a family that always talked about politics. I know I've told my little story before about having to have a story that you bring to the table, but now with this nor'easter, so you have snow in Atlantic City, you got rain, wind gusts up to 65 miles an hour, coastal flooding and eroding, power outages that's starting to happen, flights canceled, Philadelphia in and out, and in New York, and because of that, they're waiving change fees, but it's going to be tough for people that are there that are going to be stuck again because of some bad weather. And how many people will weather the storm, come back and rebuild? That's going to be interesting, like Seaside Heights, to see what happens in Seaside Heights. Is it stay the way it is and kind of politely things are pushed off, and then it, or does it ultimately have the opposite effect? Is it, are more people going to end up coming back? But with the rebuild thing, that's tough. It's like Katrina. People went off from Katrina loving New Orleans, growing up there, being in whatever parish they were in, and then deciding with their families, hey, you know what? It's not so bad in Pittsburgh. Maybe we'll live here and we won't go back. Maybe we'll decide that we can just stay here. How's that? The answer is, for some, not too good, I would say. Not too good at all. Coming up next week on America Tonight, we'll look closer, even closer at the election and some of the results and what it means to the people in those states. Nationally, more about the push for the what's happening with the fiscal cliff, because we're about to careen right off of it without even starting the car. That's how close we are. It's threatened to kick in sooner rather than later. Who knows what that means? If as far as the time of kicking it in, who knows? There's the answer. Who knows what that means? Because you got John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, out there talking, rallying people, trying to say, listen, we are wanting to have something happen here, and this is the reason. This is your moment, as you just heard the speaker say about the president. This is your moment with the second term and the start of the second term. But what did for a deeper meaning? What did Boehner mean by that? I think without a doubt he means you cannot be in a stalemate. We're in a free fall. We cannot be in a stalemate for this length of time. It's just not fair to the voters. So we have to come up with some kind of a solution. But what solution is it that the Republicans could live with and the Democrats could live with? What is that going to look like? And I'm not sure they come to that point. I think they're pretty much in agreement that we don't disagree. You want to raise taxes, we don't want to raise taxes, and we refuse to do so. We're not going to do it. We're not going to raise them. So Boehner says to Obama, like I said, you heard it, this is your moment. We want you to succeed. We want you to succeed, and we have challenges. The Bush-era tax cuts at the end of the year, the automatic defense spending cuts, the debt limit increased, and the expiration of the continuing resolution that's keeping the government running without a formal budget. So will the House Republicans work with the president to avoid this fiscal cliff? How does this drama play out? You don't want the car to go over the fiscal cliff. Absolutely, you don't want the car to go over the fiscal cliff. And it's very close to the edge. It's dangling close to the edge. They have to avoid this at all cost. At all cost, this has to happen. And I bet it will. I bet it will. John Boehner, by the way, rejects the position of Democrats like the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who wanted to raise the top tax rate, arguing that the world would hurt small businesses. That's convenient. Let's open it up. But there's no going there. Republicans are open to raising revenue by reforming the tax code with the help of Obama, but you're not pushing them any further than that. No way, no how. Quickly, I'm going to work in two emails. One from Matt Teacher, who says, great election covering that first hour. You were all over the map, and I loved it. Isn't there kind of an excitement to covering the elections, and do you think that continues? Well, covering the elections is different than day-to-day coverage, and day-to-day coverage is good, but it's the other stuff that with the personality and whatnot that really gets you elected. You have any thoughts on the show or you want to let your emotions fly, you can do that by sending me an email to americatonight.net, americatonight.net.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America tonight. I'll tell you what, I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. It would take me the rest of this hour to give you his resume, but let's just say he's really smart. He has, among the myriad of degrees he has a degree from Stanford. He has a degree from Harvard Business School as well. And you know, here on America Tonight, we've been talking about the business side of what's going to happen, especially if Barack Obama was elected again. There was concerns about corporate tax, we're seeing that, and the effects that that's had on labor across the United States. And also, we've been talking about the Obamacare package and what happens there, because a lot of companies are saying, eh, we'll drop it, it's okay, because if we have to pay a fine, it's cheaper for us. And there's all kinds of problems, I think, that will affect the American worker, and certainly no secret to the people who are listening, because this has been a common thread on America Tonight. What happens to the small businesses? What happens to business in general? So Huey Newsom joins us now, and I can only imagine, as a black conservative with a voice, with a real voice slanted toward business and politics and policy, that watching the results had to be a little discouraging to you, Huey, were they?
Yeah, it was not a fun night last night at all. I made the choice not to attend a few election night watch parties, fortunately. So I wasn't in the mood to be around people last night at all.
That's a good way to put it. Were you surprised, honestly? Were you surprised or no? You kind of saw this coming with the electoral vote.
You know, the electoral vote did surprise me. There are a number of states that really blew my mind. I thought Virginia was definitely going to go Romney. Voters, for better or for worse, usually vote on local economic issues. Sequestration, Virginia is my home state, disclaimer, but sequestration is a huge deal, or will be a huge deal in the state of Virginia. And so if you think about the military bases that are here, the military personnel, That's going to be something major for us to be concerned about over the next few months. And, you know, the administration has not talked about how we'll address the coming sequestration consequences. So I'm surprised, Pete, that Obama took Virginia. I'm not surprised by Ohio. I felt that Ohio might be a problem because of the auto bailout. That troubles me. I'm concerned, obviously concerned by the fact that using taxpayer money to bail out companies but not necessarily going through the necessary restructuring process for those companies only makes them have to come back for future bailout. So you can tout a bailout, quote unquote, but you're really propping up companies that need to really be fixed from the inside out.
Yeah.
But that worked well in Ohio. It worked well in Ohio. I never thought Michigan was even close to in play. I was hoping Pennsylvania would at least give some indication. I figured it was going to go blue, but I was hoping Michigan would give some indication of a change in the wind, so to speak. But it went early, and that was kind of my first clue that it was going to be a rough night.
Yeah, definitely. When you started to see that happen, that's exactly what I thought. When we watched Pennsylvania especially twist, I knew it was going to be a long night for sure. And we should say Huey is part of Project 21, and we love the people from Project 21. We've talked to so many of your cohorts or colleagues or friends, and it's the Black Leadership Group of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And, you know, as we dive further into this and we look at some of the specifics, what do you think, Huey, the Republicans need to do to turn things around, so to speak, when it comes to the election? Because now it's about the buildup for the next time. You got to think about that as much as it's what's happening on the ground and what Obama's going to do. You still have to get ready for the next time around. What do you think the Republicans have to do?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I mean, this has been the topic all day, right, with all the pundits and experts and everything. I think that, obviously being a Black conservative, I think that the relationship between minorities, particularly Blacks, needs attention by both sides. The Republican Party definitely needs to put together a vision of how it's going to approach minorities. And the thing about it is, and this is very important, a lot of people think that when you talk about how do you do outreach to minorities, it's not necessarily compromising your principles. Conservatism is conservatism, and it's the best ideology for our country, making self-accountability, economic growth, all those things are important. It's just a matter of how you outreach and explain that to people and communicate that to people. And I think that communication link, that conduit, if you will, excuse me, needs to be established. But the problem that the Republican Party is going to face is twofold. First of all, it's a two-way street. And Party 21 has a number of different Black conservatives that are dedicated to, empowering the minority communities to think about conservatism. So you also have to have the receipt of the message plus the sending of the message, if you will. And so that's the challenge. So making sure that you have kind of a mechanism, a medium to get that dialogue started. And this is, and you talk about 2014. I know, conservatives are really starting to think about 2014 and the importance of it. But this is that strategy is a multi-election process. It's going to take some time to make that happen. And it's unfortunate too, because the conversation has been railroaded with a lot of emotionally driven statements from the other side. Instead of having substantive discussions on how do we fix the plight of inner city Blacks, inner city minorities, we talked more about the tragedy of what happened at RNC with the young lady that had popcorn thrown in her face or whatever, peanuts thrown in her face. We talked more about that than we talked about school vouchers. That's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing to me, and it's atrocious.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, how far have we not come if that's what it's come down to? It's just about the hot controversy of the moment and everything else gets shoved aside. And what about school vouchers? That's important. And that's something certainly that affects us down the road as we, as we continue to have that tug of war. So you're right. A lot of issues get buried because there's too much emphasis on the surface stuff or, the hot button thing that happens that draws the attention. And I guess a lot of people in the media are to blame somewhat for this because it's the controversy that sells, and people are like lemmings and they just gravitate toward that because that's what they're fed.
It's easier to emotionally arouse me than it is to arouse my intellect. And that's how you get people to turn on the news. That's how you get people to watch your show. Not you, of course. But, you know, that's how you get people to tune in, and that's how you get people to vote. And that's the very disturbing thing to me. I mean, we have this whole controversy about voter suppression just because people are asking for IDs. And I've written a number of things about why that's not really suppression, but that drove people to the polls. That was the message too. That was the message given to blacks, given to African Americans. So if I give you that message that the other side is racist and I tell you that they're trying to suppress your vote, they're really not trying to, then I don't have to make a commitment to, you know, address school vouchers and you know, take on the NEA, National Education Association, and other teachers unions. So how do you ever get to change that going down that path?
Yeah. It's funny, you know, the voter IDs, boy, I couldn't agree with you more. What's interesting is there were some, there were a lot of people from Kazakhstan and some other areas that the UN brought in, and they were poll observers. They were watching. And the thing that overwhelmingly they said is, wow, these people don't have to show IDs. Nobody shows an ID. They couldn't believe that. And remember, they're not part of this whole other process of arguing of, well, you're racist, and how can you do that, and we're fighting about this, and this is going to court. That was just their observation. No IDs? They couldn't believe
it. That's amazing. You think about it, what the bigger issue, you know, even if it is the case, and I'm by no way conceding that there is a problem with voter suppression, but even if there is voter suppression, you're talking about maybe 0.5% of the vote in African American communities, but at the same time, we only voted probably, 62, I think the number, I haven't seen the numbers, final numbers, but about 63%. So you've got a huge voter apathy problem that's never discussed either.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, one final thing. We started off saying, how did you feel on the election day? Were you disappointed by watching the results? And as you said, you skipped the parties. But Mitt Romney, was he just not the right fit either? Was he not the right fit for conservatives, for a big majority of Republicans? Was he just not the right guy, a nice guy, but not the right guy?
I think there were two problems. I think he spent so much time in Massachusetts in a blue state that he had to defend some of the decisions he made representing the people of Massachusetts. And so there had to be time to kind of build a trust between him and conservatives across the country. And so spending that time didn't give him really a good chance to really create a dialogue, if you will, with the rest of America for the general election to explain why conservatism is good. Because once you switch to the general election, you need to be able to explain why conservatism will solve the nation's economic problems best for the nation, economic growth and all that. The other thing that really pained me about Mitt Romney, he was a lightning rod because of his success. And this is sad to say, but because of his success, he was a lightning rod for the emotional, you know, for the emotional baiting, if you will, from the left. And they painted him, painted a complete picture that was off base of him all the way up, really, and almost, you can say the RNC, but really up to the first debate. And, you know, you think about it, do we need to find somebody that's not successful? I disagree with that. I think Mitt Romney is the epitome of the American success story. So it really concerns me that he lost the way he did because he was punished, if you will. So we have to think about someone that has the charisma to explain and not have to hide from success.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sad thing.
Yeah, it is a sad thing, but very well put. Huey Newsom, I enjoyed it. We'd like to talk to you in the future. Look forward to that.
Feel free anytime.
Thanks, Huey. You have a good one.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Sandy and the effects of Sandy and storms for the future. And, you know, I get on my soapbox and I say to everybody, since I've been through earthquakes and I was through an earthquake and I went through also a hurricane when I was just a kid, that you can never be too emergency prepared. It's all about being prepared for lots of different possible events. Joining us now, because he's in our virtual green room, we spared no expense. We got him the expensive coffee. I think he's going to understand that. Is Dr. Richard Miller. He's a physicist and he's a great writer too. And he's out there trying to teach people some urban survival skills so necessary as we see what's happening to folks, especially Irene, Sandy. We could go even backward in time and pull out some other events that have happened. Hey, Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. How can I help you? What would you like to know?
Let's talk about, first of all, Sandy. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago, and we were going back and forth about what did we know, when did we know it, how come people didn't get out of the way, and did they really realize measurement-wise how big this storm was going to be, how many miles it was going to be, in other words. So when you... As somebody who's, let's say you live in an urban area, you live in a suburban area, and you start to see these horrific pictures that they're showing you, is it just what do you need to do to be prepared for this? Should you lock up the home, board things up, and just always take it seriously, or what do you do?
That's a hard question, and that's why there are many different styles on how that's approached. Basically, if you're in New York City, and you're, let's say, six floors up, and the grid goes down, even for like 3 days, the big question is where you're going to put your poop It's, you know, sanitation.
Right.
You don't have water, so you can't keep things, you know, clean with lots of soap. Water is probably the first level of approach. You cannot have enough water around. A person can only go 3 days without water. You can go as much as 30 days without food.
But you got to have that water.
Well, it's the two primary diseases that happen in any kind of major disaster, whether it be an earthquake, a flood, whatever, basically is the first one is dehydration, and the other is exhaustion. That basically you're working on with adrenaline, and that also will break you down. Other diseases come in, but it's basically dehydration and then exhaustion. You're just overwhelmed.
Yeah, so overwhelmed, yeah. So somebody who's listening to this and they live, let's just take it from the urban area. What do they need to have to, let's say they live in one of these places where they're six floors up, or even if they're on the second floor, what should they have that, you know, should they have a bug out bag? Should they be ready to roll at any minute? Do they, how do they get prepared? What are some of the things they can do?
Well, basically, a bug-out bag, or what we call a go bag, should have about 32 hours of food and water. That means you're carrying water. That means you have a couple of tools. It's light, and that probably at some point you can come back and restock up from your own home. I personally feel that the first and most important thing to have is a plan. And you have possibilities. If it's an earthquake or a nuclear reactor that's going sideways, that is the main concern I have. Right now, Fukushima has reactor 4 spent plutonium rods are exposed. And at some point in your lifetime, I'm going to predict that Japan is no longer a continent. It's right there on a precipice. You can see it from space. And if there's any kind of another major global event like that, Japan may not exist at all.
Mm.
And I, you know, there's travel warnings to go to Japan.
Right.
So radioactivity, I would think that in local areas on the west, I mean, on the east coast, you know, some places like Virginia, too many nuclear reactors on fault lines limit, you know, it's crazy what they're doing.
Right, so watch. So I guess even the first thing is know the area that you're living in, so you realize the risk.
Most people will be able to survive in whatever event should happen. Right now, we are going through a major global event in weather. It isn't, you know, on the West Coast, where I live here in Oregon. We have not had this kind of weather in literally 800 years. There's pole shifts on my website up on under the blog section or breaking news. There was a blog I put up today that sums it all up, including that comet that's coming in from the sun that's going to possibly in 2013 disrupt some serious quake forms, you know, earthquakes, that kind of thing. Right
yeah.
Now we have coronal mass ejections coming off the sun. That is what caused Fukushima. On March 9th, there was a coronal mass ejection, and it caused a 7.4, and then the 9.4 on the 11th was basically an aftershock. And that could happen to any of the nuclear reactors on the East Coast right now. Even Sandy had some fears in terms of affecting some of the nuclear plants in New Jersey.
No, yeah, and you know, now we see, as you were talking about, weather is the key thing that we're seeing here, and mentioning New Jersey, that whole coastline and what
it's
went down there.
More hammering.
Yeah,
and that is something that is going to continue to happen through this winter. Basically, there's another blog today that I put up on my web. I put about 7 or 8 different news events each day that I think are significant. There is the video is worth a watch, but there is another one called Global Dimming. And basically the chemtrails and some of the other things that we've been doing to try to monitor and or change the weather has worked. And what has happened now as a result, we have reflected so much light back to the sun that in the United States, it's upward of 15 percent loss of light from last year. And that in Russia right now is over 30%. They're getting one-third less light on all their plant life in Russia right now today. And that alone is going to cause massive weather changes. I would say the smartest thing to do right now is have a plan for varying stages of degree of when you're going to bug out, for example, because of demanding evacuation. They're already doing evacuation right now today regarding this new nor'wester that's coming in. So there
right.
it is.
Right, right. So you have to take whatever it is. I mean, this is your life, so you have to take it into your own hands.
What you need to do is carry some water and food for a couple of days, and you don't need weapons, but you probably should carry identification and any kind of medications that you're taking. Those kinds of things are the things that go into a bug-out bag. The bag is something where you're not going to be able to be in your home for, let's say, 3 days.
Yeah, so 3 days.
And have that kind of preparation.
Right.
Whether or not you're going to use your automobile, you're going to hoof it out, or motorcycle, whatever, I'm going to suggest that everybody start thinking about what they would do if. Like, if we had a coronal mass ejection and you and I were at opposite ends of the town, do you come to me or do I come to you? You need plans like that. If your car stops running and you can't phone your mate and let her know, or him know, what's going to happen next.
Right, right. Instead of leaving it to chance or, hey, this isn't going to happen, which is what a lot of people do.
What I do is teach the critical decision-making power tools I developed for Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that when you don't know what to do, flipping a coin is only problematic, and using your mind will get you in trouble, because everything that you think about becomes a possibility, which means it's a probable. I have many times lifted a hot cup of coffee and dropped it because I knew that it would probably be too hot. And was it hot, or did I create that? The doubt part. And
yeah.
So one of the critical decision-making power tools is how to listen to your gut, how to go inside and then just act. That place is one of the skills that we taught Navy SEALs to make them supermen.
Right, because so that's what you're saying. You're saying you have to develop these almost Navy SEAL like skills in a sense to be able to go deep and just react and know what you're going to do instead
it's
of letting your mind wander.
The evolution of consciousness. You know, basically,
yeah.
The rapture didn't come and get me. If I wanted to have any kind of enlightenment, I'm going to have to go out and earn it.
Yeah.
And that's it requires working with your mind and training it so that it doesn't overreact and go logical on you.
Yeah, I like that. Go logical on you. All right, Dr. Miller, check out his website, richardmiller.com.
RichardAllenMiller.com.
Yeah, there you go. Doc, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.